Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, controlling of hearing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle. I'm Farad, your host, and we are here to talk about the moral conditions of acceptance of our fasting in this great month. This month is the month of practicing piety. It's the month of starting to establish our life on piety. And we know the foundation of a spiritual life, a great spiritual life, is piety. So we are here to talk about the ways of practicing piety, ways of practicing to be a pious, especially in this great month, which is the best time for practicing it. We know that our heart has two entrances towards it. Number one is the sight, and number two is the hearing. So if you are looking for a spiritual life and if you are going to gain taqwa in our life, it's important to keep safe from impurity and guard our sight and our hearing from evil. And today, we're going to talk about controlling of our hearing. We know that the faculty of hearing is a great blessing from Allah to help us to get acquainted with the word. So there are rights upon us towards this great blessing. Regarding to these rights, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam teaches us and says, "And the right of hearing is to keep it pure by not making a dirt pathway to your heart, except for noble words that establish some good in your heart or grant you a noble trait. Indeed, hearing is a gateway through which various concepts reach the heart, whether good or evil, and there is no power but in God." So we see that Imam Sajjad in this great tradition mentions us the rights of our hearing, the rights of faculty of hearing upon us, and we have to keep it safe and pure from evil. And this is the one of the most important rights of our hearing upon us. When man is born, he is not familiar with the creatures in this world, but he slowly gets acquainted with them. One of the means of acquiring such recognition is the faculty of hearing. We hear things and they are recorded in our mind. So it is important to watch and observe what we are letting it in our heart and what we are recording in our mind. So I hope everyone is doing well and everyone is going to control his hearing.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle, and we are here to talk about moral conditions of acceptance of our praying. So we were talking about controlling of our hearing and this great blessing that we need to make it pure, because what we hear, we record it in our mind. So it's important to see and observe and watch what we are recording and what we are letting in to our heart. So we're talking about this topic. We have learned how important it is to protect the hearing from impurities. Therefore, I think it is necessary to mention some of them together. So the very first is to protect our ears from slanders and backbiting, more specifically. Because just bearing this mind is very important, very, very important. Because according to our Islamic beliefs, the listener of slandering or backbiting is a partner of the one who commit this great and severe sin. So by just easily hearing, if someone is backbiting, but just easily hearing it, Oh, but when someone is slandering others, by hearing it and but not staying against it, we are considered easily as a partner in this great sin. So, and we will also receive this destructive defects of the sin in our spiritual life. But we think, well, we didn't commit anything. But no, but just listening it, we are considered as a partner. So it's very important to control our hearing. And if we can stay against them, we stay. But if not, we can easily stay from those peoples who are easily commit these great sins. But mention the second one. And the second is that we must protect our ears from nonsense and useless words. And that is one of the characteristics of believers, which mentioned in our traditions. To keep away from useless words is one of the most important features of being pious. So we have to have it in our mind if we're going to practice to establish our life on piety. And the reason is probably that hearing and listening to such words makes our hearts so cruel that it no longer reflects the light of Allah. And the honor of such a heart will slowly sink into the sea of oblivion. So may God guard us against this sin and gives us tawfiq of protecting our souls from these great sins. Thank you for being with us. I wish you the best.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know that I will be better, that I will be stronger if you are by my side.